Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we come. It is Tuesday, the 31st day of December, 2013. And I do not feel up to the job. I'll be honest with all of you out there. As soon as I got off air yesterday, I just thought about all the countless issues that I didn't discuss that were so important of what we've seen in 2013 and now going into 2014, why it is such an incredibly critical year across the board. And it really is the year that the global awakening has begun, and when establishment propaganda is failing. You know, Melissa Harris-Perry, that's one of the top stories in the country, apologizes for attacking Mitt Romney's adopted black grandson. And that's because she made vicious remarks, because she is a racialist, racial divider, race pimp, monster pig. This is a woman who says your children do not belong to you. In promos, officially put out by MSNBC, this is an absolute fascist dirtbag posing as a liberal. And that's what these people are just packs of dividers and manipulators of the establishment. And everything that comes out of her filthy mouth is absolutely psych warfare approved above the Obama administration, directly out of the psych warfare operations of Ford, Carnegie, and other major foundations. That's who really runs this country. That's where Obama came from. And you get to see with these people, Media Matters and all of them, you get to see who these people really are. When they see people with Bibles and guns, when they see good, wholesome families, they hate our guts, folks. These are deviant mental patients. And you've really got to just come down and understand that they aren't going to let us live the way we live. They're going to program us and run our lives. That's what they lust after, is running our lives. I don't want to run your life. You don't want to run my life. We're normal. The problem is these people do want to run our lives, and they're not liberals. I want 2014 to be the year where we stop calling them liberals or even progressives. Yeah, they progress like cancer. Their reforms are like throwing somebody into a wood chipper. Oh, you're reformed, but not in a good way. These people are not liberals. They are ultra-authoritarians. 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 And I am sick of them. I am sick and tired of them. They are a menace. They are a danger. I can't enjoy a football game. I can't go to a movie. I cannot unplug from this because I know this menacing threat is always growing. And I don't like having to focus on these people. I don't like them having to invade my mind and your beautiful minds out there. But we've got to focus on them to get them out of the way and not just sit there and halfway fight them and mince words and call them dumb liberals. They're not dumb liberals. They've conquered America. They're teaching five-year-olds how to masturbate in public schools. They're having kids kicked out of school or arrested for Nerf guns in their own yards. They're destroying our language, our culture, everything good. They're overturning the Magna Carta, the Renaissance, the Enlightenment. They are the opposite of liberals. They are authoritarian criminals. That's what they are, authoritarian criminals that pose as these liberals who really are there just dividing everyone. And that's why nobody buys their Duck Dynasty stuff. Nobody buys them saying, how dare the Romneys adopt a black child? Yeah, it'd be better. I mean, I've talked to so many so-called leftists who say, including black ones on air, well, you know, there aren't too many black people and we need to abort them. And I'm just like, no, we need to build everybody up and not destroy society. And we need to not abort 52% of black people before they're born. And Planned Parenthood was set up to eradicate blacks. And they just go, shut up, whitey. You see, because for those people, the sacrament is being in charge and race baiting and literally killing as many black babies as possible. I'm telling you, folks, that's what they want. That's what they do. That's why they created these people. We'll be right back.
the facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
And it is December 31st, 2013, the final transmission of my radio show of this incredible year, where we've seen the heights of human awakening and dynamic human spirit and the deep depths of open globalist wickedness expanding worldwide. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction, and the battle is joined as we launch into 2014. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Huge amounts of vital news coming up. And then we have Steve Quayle, always one of the most popular guests on this show, very hard to get on the air. Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com will be joining us to talk about world events, missing nuclear weapons, you name it. He's got a lot of really interesting information to talk about with us, the preparations for riots, civil war, that is now even mainstream news. He was the guy on this show 4 years ago, just 4 years ago, who said they're going around getting GPS coordinates of all your front doors for drones and blimps. And even I said, that's a little hard to believe. And he said, well, I was told that by special forces in Colorado face to face. And then about 2 years later, it came out to be true. I mean, even I couldn't believe that then. And now that's kind of passe. Like, oh, of course the drones are in the air and targeting everyone by name and by their home and by their IP address and by their cell phone. It's just a total rollout. So it's always pretty interesting the stuff he has to say, and but it's, regardless, it's very thought-provoking. So Steve Quayle will join us for an hour, maybe longer into the third hour if he can do it. It's hard to do just 45 minutes. That's what you have of airtime with somebody like Steve Quayle. He could talk for hours on so many amazing subjects, but that's coming up. Steve Quayle, where to begin? There's so much to talk about. We're going to get into MSNBC host Melissa Harris Perry apologizes for an attack on Mitt Romney's adopted black grandson, and really another disgusting view into the mind of these race pimps, these racialists, who are using race to divide and conquer as they enslave all of us and destroy our Bill of Rights and Constitution, and only a tiny fraction of 1% of the globalists are then basically above the law and are exempt. And they have these communist black groups on record that run around battling. Like, I should do a whole report on this. I've done this before. Like, we should get the Black Genocide Report filmmaker and author on, and pastor who's done the research and I've been on the show. We should get him back on to talk about this, because he's dealt with these black leaders in depth in Atlanta and other areas, and he can second what I've heard and seen face-to-face when I've worked at local media outlets for years and then started out on Access Television, which was in the black area of Austin in the worst ghetto. That's where they do, you know, a lot of city projects to build it up. And I got a chance to run into the city organizers and the different black groups, and it was incredible. It was always the same standard statement I would get when I was doing a show against abortion. They'd say, who's going to take all these black babies? Nobody wants them. Stupid black babies and blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, well, we need to uplift the community, not abort all the black people. And, you know, how are you claiming you care about black people, but you're just literally foaming at the mouth, getting saliva dripping from the edge of your mouth, literally, talking about killing black babies. And the truth is, the so-called liberal organizations going back about 100 years ago under Margaret Sanger, the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, and these documents are all public. You can just type in Rockefeller Foundation, Margaret Sanger. I think it was the Colgate Foundation released a bunch of them about 3 decades ago. I know I've sent off 4 of the actual documents, not just reports of it in books, and actually got copies of it and covered it in my film Endgame. And they say in there, it's Margaret Sanger writing back and forth to the Rockefellers and others. She goes, yes, our pilot programs worked very well here in New York. If I just get a few million more dollars, which was hundreds of millions in today's dollars, I can roll this out nationwide. The key is we hire the black preachers, and then we put it out as if it is a uplifting program for blacks. But these have to be people that are basically in league with us. And then we will be able to get rid of all these weeds before they're even born. And so that's why you get around a black community organizer from the Democratic Party. I mean, you're having dinner with them or you're in a hallway with them. They'll turn right there and go, you're not going to stop nothing. We're going to get rid of these. And they'll say N-word to you. And you're like, whoa. They're like, ha, ha, ha. And I'm telling you, that's what this is all about. Because they were, cadres were created 100 years ago. They run every major city. And they'll sit up there, and we're going to get Whitey, and we're going to get the police, and they'll race, 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 which then actually creates more animism from the other side to keep it going. Just like they've caught Hal Turner, I told you long before he got caught, was an FBI asset, the big white supremacist leader, always attacking me literally every time he did a show. Just like the other Hal Turner 2.0s that are out there today, that all they do is stir up trouble and say, I'm an agent and all this stuff. You know, it's come out who they work for, and more will come out because this is their agenda. So they're creating the white supremacist groups, and then they're over there creating these black groups that literally sit on top of the black people in every major city. I mean, it's the majority of the black leaders are absolute psych warfare technicians. They hate black people. They prey on black people. They live in the mansion in the white neighborhood. They'll have a house in the black neighborhood, a small house, and they literally go around keeping everybody in line. And they're like the royalty. The cops leave them alone. The whole system leaves them alone. And they are literally the people that call black folks Uncle Toms, that want to be free market successful, who want to not be involved in a bunch of race baiting. They're actually the Uncle Toms. Literally. Literally, ladies and gentlemen. They are absolutely 110% dedicated to keeping black people down. And you have seen what they've done since their great society in the 60s. Blacks had a lower illegitimacy rate than whites. The numbers are less than 5% before welfare and all this stuff got phased in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Now blacks have 92% illegitimacy, highest crime rate in the country, the lowest life expectancy, and they weaponized the culture with all the hip-hop and the gangster garbage. Funded. I've talked to high-level people that were at MTV in the 90s, and they were told, we're putting this out. It's weaponized. And look at the blacks all killing each other. And then the whole, that sick culture is promoted to everybody else. And it spread to Russia, Japan, this sick thug culture, because American CIA psych warfare was behind it and how to push it. It is literally a bullet to the head. It has destroyed black people. And she sees somebody like Mitt Romney, who does have an incredibly healthy, happy, successful family. We put that image back up of them. You say what you want about them. Their fruits have been very good for their family. And I don't think Mitt Romney's a good guy at the end of the day. He's a globalist. But he wasn't wicked enough and anti-human enough to be put in as El Presidente. And so the point is that she sees him with that black grandchild right in the middle of their family, and that sends them into a kicking, fitting rage. That kid was supposed to have its brain sucked out in a partial birth abortion. That child was supposed to be chopped up before it ever left mama's womb. And they are hopping mad that they couldn't dismember that child. I'm telling you right now. Because let me tell you something. Chopping up black babies is the apple of their eye. I don't ever hear Al Sharpton talking about New York City, where they take little black kids away from their parents and test pesticides and drugs on them till they die. And even when the whistleblowers go public, the CPS goes public, delivering little 7-8-year-old kids to medical facilities. And they tell the moms, we're going to take your 2-year-old. They know how women's psychology works. We're going to take your 2-year-old if you don't give us and sign consents for the 7-year-old. And then they take them and they test pesticides, and the one case they reported on, of thousands, and kill them. No. You see, you got to have all this race baiting, and the whites are all out to get you, and the white next door to you hates you, and whites are, you know, the enemy, and they're the devil, and on and on and on and on, so that you never become friends with your neighbor who's white, so you're all paranoid and only believe the people that lead you by the hand. Margaret Sanger's great-great spiritual granddaughter, Melissa Harris Perry. And we're going to play the clip coming up. But the good news is, in 2013, people don't buy the Duck Dynasty division anymore. They don't buy MSNBC, and she's one of their main quarterbacks, authorized to go out and do what she did. To come out and literally, with hate in her eyes, absolutely with just an enemy of humanity coming together. An enemy. I mean, look at all these so-called liberals, these authoritarian scumbags who wear the shirts, I had an abortion, how great it was, and how they enjoy it. And I was just talking to some guys last night about a girl they knew who later said, I enjoy abortions. These are human sacrificers. I'm not saying the average person that gets one is. They just believe it's a procedure. They believe the lies. You know, I'm not even judging people here. If your heart was right. The point is, there are people who know what it is, and it is a sacrament of the Democratic Party. Literal, of course it is. There's power in killing your children. That's a commitment to evil. That's a commitment to darkness. That's serious business, ladies and gentlemen. And that will haunt us for generations. That's why America is coming under judgment. You don't believe in God. A country that's so cold-blooded, it'll kill 52-plus million people since Roe v. Wade, 1973. A country that will devalue humanity. Well, of course we're going to euthanize the old people. And of course they're social engineering-ish. And of course they're going to take away medical care for the average person. This is a cold-blooded system where they teach all these trendies, all these authoritarian vampire people, that they're part of a winning crew when they're really a bunch of criminal locusts. So that's some of the news, and people are lining up to register their guns in Connecticut. We've got more stage terror in Russia. It's a powerful transmission coming up straight ahead.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your knee's gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockItPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockItPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business.
Call or click
888-315-9618 or BlockItPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. At TheUltimateKnife.com.
Jones here back live. Let's get into the Melissa Harris-Perry piece, and then I'm going to move on to the geopolitical and economic news that's so incredibly vital, and some huge breaking Fukushima news that we're going to be getting to as well here at the InfoWars Center, broadcasting worldwide. So this woman, who is a globalist social engineer, anti-family, anti-liberty technocrat, she knows what she's doing. And she sits there every day trying to keep minorities, who are really the majority now in almost every area of the country, believing they're being persecuted to then hate white people so the government can divide and conquer the population and continue to bankrupt the nation and extract our wealth while they all live in armored compounds with bodyguards above the law. Our guns are taken. Our Bibles are taken. We're the bitter clangers. We're the enemy. If you're not a degenerate criminal, they're your enemy. That's who these people are, is the most nasty control freak. If you read their writings, folks, and we cover them here on air, I detest these people. I don't hate them. I'm not here demonizing this woman. I cannot describe to you how evil these people are. Do you understand this? These are the most dishonorable people. If you decide to be dishonorable, you are turned over to evil. Those of us that are honorable feel terrible because we're not strong enough to be perfect. Anybody who's honorable knows what I'm talking about. You're not strong enough. You're not honorable enough. You can't help people enough. When you do something selfish or even have a good life, you feel guilty. That's what it's like to be honorable. These people have turned themselves over to pure evil. Now listen to what she had to say about the Romney's black grandbaby. Again, and they do everything they can in these abortuary Planned Parenthood groups to get laws passed and to not let adoption agencies contact people. They don't want women knowing that somebody might want to adopt that black baby. They always say, nobody wants black babies. I've heard that. No exaggeration. I'm going to get Reverend Childress on because talking to him on air, he'll start naming names people that have told him this. He's a black guy. He's around these folks. I've never seen anything like it. In fact, I was here, Rob Dussault, with a well-known black commentator for a film, and ended up not using it just because after I went to dinner with him and heard this stuff, I heard the basic same stuff, and I was so shocked. I get shudders about the look in these black people's eyes because, again, they've bought into the same deal that all the globalists have. That everybody's scum, and they're feeding on people. It's predatory. And it makes me want to throw up to watch them race bait over all sorts of petty issues or fake church burnings in Alabama, which turned out to be staged, a false flag. And then, meanwhile, they are actually sowing the discord. Now, let's go to this monstrous woman. Here it is.
This is the Romney family.
Yeah. Right.
And of course, Governor Romney's knee is his adopted grandson, mm-hmm. who is an African-American, adopted African-American child, Kieran Romney. Any captions for this one?
One of these things is not the same. That little baby, front and center, would be the one.
And isn't he the most gorgeous? My goal is that in 2040, the biggest thing of the year will be the wedding between Kieran Romney and Northwest. Can you imagine Mitt Romney and Kanye West?
Oh my God!
I think this picture is great. It's really sums up the diversity of the Republican Party.
Yeah,
every RNC.
We still have so much to get to, including the annual look back in laughter tradition of asking, "Hey, was that racist?" So don't go anywhere. There is, of course, more Nerdland at the top of the hour.
And there's more of it coming up, but there they are laughing about it, making jokes about it. Is it racist? Just absolutely amazing to see this type of garbage. And it shows you the mindset. MSNBC host Melissa Harris-Perry offered an apology to the Romney family on Tuesday after a panel on her show mocked the fact that one of Mitt Romney's grandchildren was black. And you can hear the disdain and the hatred. On Sunday's Melissa Harris-Perry show, Harris-Perry led a panel in discussing the photos of the year, which included Romney Christmas photo. In the photo, Romney is seen holding his adopted grandchild, who is black. During the segment, we just played part of it, guest panelists said one of the things is not like the others. See, it's total one of the things, one of these things. So implying the other white people aren't even humans, and then they're laughing at the whole family. These people are such race pimp scum. One of these things is not like the others. One of these things just isn't the same. And that little baby front and center would be that one. For her part, Perry imagined, and it just goes on, but you heard the question at the end, coming up, is this racist? And they do it to where you can't be clear if they're talking about the child or the parents or who, or where they can deny it. It's kind of like when she said, Alex Jones is really bad and a horrible person and the leader of the people that are deeply racist. So they could legally try to claim that, we were just saying his followers are racist. Don't want to turn your guns in? You're racist. And this is the same pig that says the state basically controls your children. I mean, they couldn't say something nice. because they're monsters, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We've got a ton of news here to cover ahead of Steve Quayle joining us in the next hour. Now, here's an even more important story about MSNBC. People don't really actually watch MSNBC. They have the smallest audience of cable news, as everyone knows. Literally a half million on their bigger shows. It's a complete joke. But people still tend to see mainstream media with their big sets and everything and think, wow, that's dominant. So the only way CNN, MSNBC, and others have any validity or pertinence, relevancy in the world is that the rest of the mainstream media covers them. Because when the media all covers each other, then it creates a magnifying effect, and they do reach a lot of people. It's just that most of what goes out on CNN or MSNBC is seen by very few. But there are a few things each day that they hype and push that they get picked up, including by talk radio, including by the internet, including by alternative media, that together, we crossed that Rubicon about 3 years ago, according to major studies that were even covered by the New York Times, where alternative media together is much bigger than, quote, mainstream media. An example is InfoWars.com. If you compare it on the Alexa ratings, or if you compare it on Google Analytics to MSNBC.com, last time I checked, we had about five times the traffic of MSNBC's website. And then we're on stations in cities where I've seen the ratings where we'll have 100,000 people tune in over 3 hours on one station. And then you add that over 100 stations and then the internet. And last time I checked, we just fire and forget, folks. We don't even hardly track this stuff. Had like 500,000 podcast subscribers years ago, and it just grows and grows. I mean, we're number one to number three on all the big audio listening platforms that are out there now that people can get on their car radios and new cars. It's just everywhere. I mean, I don't even have a way to track our listenership. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But still, even subconsciously, when I'm on MSNBC or CNN or they cover me, it's like still kind of like, ooh, I was on mainstream TV. Big deal. I finally got to the point where I was in the LA Times as the number one story of political clashes of the year, and I barely even mentioned it. And they had to remind me to mention it. It doesn't matter anymore. I mean, sure, they have somewhat of an audience. And sometimes if the story gets picked up and goes big, it's important. And it's good when you're covered by the New York Times and Rolling Stone and everything else for other people to finally realize, oh, wow, you know, I've listened to you for years, but you were on Howard Stern. That's incredible. For them, it's like you've been awarded a crown now, and now you have validity when I already had validity. And I'm not here talking about myself today. My journey is your journey, is our journey of a new media, of questioning, of going away from the old system, of a revolution against establishment state-run media in all of its cyanide, fluoride-flavored Kool-Aid that we're saying we don't want to drink. We're done. We don't want to buy what you've got. We don't listen to you. We don't trust you. We don't like you. You've been caught lying thousands of times per network. I mean, when I make a mistake and get a date wrong or put up the photo of the wrong person when we're talking about something, I apologize. I retract. I want to. I'm ashamed. I'm angry. I desperately want to do a good job and try as hard as I can with my crew. And they do, I've got to say, an amazing job compared to most media I've worked in. I mean, I've worked in multiple radio stations before I was on Genesis, and they were always getting sued and losing, you know, for saying things that were clearly out of line and not true and then not retracting it. Because the secret is, under statutory law, you've got to retract it properly beforehand and not have malice of forethought with intent to do harm. The point is that I try to tell the truth. I try to be accurate. I rack my brain to give you what I really think's going on and to give you what I really think's coming. Every moment of my life is basically like a group of police detectives sitting around a boardroom looking at evidence, trying to figure out exactly who's behind what and how to bring these people down. I mean, it's that's my life. And that's really what I am, is an investigator who secondarily is super angry because the enemy's doing all this out in the open, and it's getting worse by the minute, and we're losing our country, we're losing due process, we're losing our civilization, we're losing our families, we're losing our health. I mean, we are under the new world order that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And if the devil doesn't exist, folks, it does in the new world order. One way or another. I mean, I've studied these people. They run from evil to downright channeling Satan. The best analogy would be the fifth element. And there's this planetoid approaching the Earth, and they say, well, what's its plan? It wants to take over? And it's like, no, it's going to kill everybody. It wants death. And basically, the New World Order is like in the fifth element, and it's working through people like Zod, or Zorg, I guess it's the weapons dealer, Zorg, and Zorg's going to be destroyed as well whenever this system comes into place. And that's really what it comes down to. And, of course, only love of life and of creation and of God's creation can counter the destroyer. And I just do not have any better way to describe it to you, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're facing. And I get chills every time I think about it because I just absolutely hate myself and get so angry at myself because I don't have the intellect or the strength to move the levers to wake people up and unlock their minds. And I'm one of the best there is, and I'm not very good at all. So all of you don't have to feel like you're going to save the world because I know how you feel inside. You want to think of the perfect plan or the best way to turn this around or some magic silver bullet. It doesn't exist. You've got to just get on your knees to God and then ask God to lead, guide, and direct you to have discernment to know how to counter this evil. And I'm telling you, running to the hills is not the way to do it. If you've got the means, it's good to have a fallback position. And it's good to get your children out of Babylon, which is very hard to do with the smartphones and the whole culture and the whole system. But you, the men and the women who are warriors as well in this culture, warriors for family, warriors for justice, you're going to have to engage hardcore. And believe me, down the road, those of you that just haven't found the motivation, you're going to find the motivation. Because I'm telling you, society is degenerating, it's unraveling, and it's accelerating. And it is going to get bad. It is going to get extremely, extremely, extremely bad. And if we don't watch it, the globalists are going to start a major war. Could be thermonuclear. Could be biological. I don't know what the Russians are going to do. It has all the telltale signs, all the earmarks. And the head of Saudi intelligence said we're going to, 3 months ago, or it was actually August, 4 or 5 months ago, we're going to start bombing leading up to the Olympics. And we're going to bomb your Olympics. It'll cost you tens of billions of dollars and destabilize Russia. And now they're talking about, you know, Olympic athletes not going to Russia. That we knew that was coming. See, how do you know a false flag? Well, Russia has nothing to gain from this. Putin's extremely popular. He can do whatever he wants. He's involved in obvious, you know, power plays, but is trying to suppress corrupt elements. They're paying people to get married. They're having mass weddings saying, have children. We don't want to die under eugenics. And this is in the Russian news. They're talking about the New World Order. Their news talks about cancer viruses and Western vaccines. I mean, they know. The Russians are listening, by the way, to this show. What's incredible is that we are actually influencing the Russians. And I've confirmed that years ago. And I'm not trying to sit here and brag, folks. Believe me, the NSA and everybody knows that stuff. Look at how much I'm able to influence the military and special warfare people because they hear my show. They know I'm saying stuff that's true. They've experienced it. They know they're being ordered to train and arm Al-Qaeda in the Middle East. They're very upset. It's not hard to be a leader. I'm just here saying this is going on. I'm one of the few that will actually do it. It's now all coming out in the mainstream. And so I've got the U.S. military listening. I've got the Russian government listening. I've got the Japanese government listening. I've had like the number 3 in the Japanese government on, saying he's a listener and people in Japan in the Diet are listeners in their Congress. I'm not bragging. Believe me, I don't want this position. I'm worldly, folks. I want to go to a football game. I want to go eat a big steak. I want to drink beer. I want to go to the beach. But I can't get any of this stuff out of my mind. I can't get this mission out of my mind because this is everything, people. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the responsibility I've got. But I want to thank you, the listeners, for all your support and your prayers over the years because we couldn't have gotten to this point without you and without your moral and spiritual and financial support. So God bless you all and all the people who've helped us in the real media. Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, people like George Norrie at Coast to Coast AM. You can say what you want about some of the stuff they cover. They also cover hardcore issues, and they were key in helping us get our transmission out worldwide. And all the countless others. That's why even though people attack me, like Glenn Beck and others, I will turn the other cheek because he does so much good work. And since I've done that, they've stopped attacking me. And that's good because Glenn Beck knows his children have no future if we don't beat this. I don't think Glenn Beck is bad at his core. He's a smart guy. And he's gotten more hardcore, and that's all I wanted. Stop denying all this stuff's going on. It is going on. And I don't want to fight with anybody. Folks, this is what this comes down to. Do you want to have a civilization in the future and justice and a good future for your children? Do you like living under the New World Order? Are things getting better or worse under the New World Order? The New World Order is real. It's out in the open now. You've just got to admit it's there, do your own research, discover I'm telling you the truth, and then literally don't support globalist stores, operations, corporations. Be aggressive with the system. Have the fire of leadership in your belly and your eyes. Run for governor. Run for mayor. Run for state senate. Run for legislature. Run for water board. Get in there. Get the intel. Expose the fraud. Don't bow to people trying to buy you out. Don't bow to people whining and dining you. Don't submit. Be a leader. Save civilization. It's now time to get extremely aggressive in this fight, ladies and gentlemen. Because I'm telling you, 2014 is the year that the globalists, who are a decade plus behind, but who are in partial control of the planet right now, are trying to get full control. And it's like the Nazis being pushed back under D-Day and then counter-striking at the Battle of the Bulge. 2014 is when the enemy is going to throw everything they've got at us, okay? I'm telling you. This is it. They're going to throw everything they've got at humanity worldwide. They're going to bankrupt economies, devalue currencies, wage war on families, release weaponized flu, weaponized bacteria, weaponized you name it. I mean, you can just, it's already going on, by the way. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the year to decide where you stand and what you're going to do. It's that simple. Now, I was talking about how the mainstream media doesn't matter anymore because they've been so exposed. We're going to play this clip later. How long is the actual short part? It's a six-minute clip. I want to just play the selection of it, or you know, where he actually talks about it. And the host of the Young Turks, he's been on the show before. I want to get him back on. Sink Uger is how you pronounce it. I don't watch the show a lot. The point is he's a smart guy. He poses as a liberal. I think he is a liberal at heart, but he knows that the system's authoritarian. He's funded by Al Gore's network that got sold to Al Jazeera. But he has told the truth over and over again about evil stuff, like Dylan Radigan, who has a conscience. There is no left and right. There's a global banking cartel strip mining and extracting us to make us slaves. Dylan Radigan, I'd paraphrase his quote there, basically word for word. Sink says the same thing. And he's now come out and said former MSNBC host told not to warn public about Fukushima because the official government position is that it's safe. That's his quote. He was told by the head of the network, amongst other things, don't criticize Obama and these wars. Don't say both parties are run by corporate interest. And he said that before, and now don't talk about Fukushima. Yeah, no kidding. It turned out that the TEPCO and others, the Japanese government, lied about radiation and the deaths. And now the EPA, you know, raised the radiation levels to say what was safe so that they could continue to sell the milk on the store shelves. And they're covering it up, ladies and gentlemen. It's really bad. And former MSNBC host was told not to warn the public about the danger posed by a meltdown at the Fukushima nuclear plant during his time as a host at the cable network. Here's the quote. I was on MSNBC at the time when this happened. Don't trust what the Japanese government is saying. They will say, trust what the electric power company is saying. Go, go, go. Get out of here. Get as far away as that plant as you can. It's literally a core meltdown. Yep. And they always don't want people to panic. So they were always like, oh, it's going to be okay. I'm like, you're crazy, man. Don't be anywhere near that reactor. And I remember at the time, of course, not at the Young Turks, but on cable news, people were like, hey, Sink, you know, I don't know that you want to say that because the official government position is that it's safe. Oh, it's the official government position. Now go explain that to the people who served on the USS Ronald Reagan. And yeah, that's the issue, is that it is now killing the U.S. Navy people that were there putting water on it so it didn't fully continue to melt down valiantly. You never even heard in the news that our sailors were valiant, because, oh, that's no big deal to do that. Why, people like Ann Coulter say the Japanese ought to pay. They ought to be thankful. Radiation's good for you. And there are studies that show very low amounts of certain types of radiation and ambient isotopes might stimulate immune system and have some health effects. But you get large amounts and of this type, I mean, it you're going to get thyroid cancer, you're going to get lung cancer, you're going to, your kidneys are going to fail. That's where it precipitates out. I mean, this is really bad stuff. And we know that's what's happening. And the animals are dying in the area. I mean, if you give fluoridated water to cows and horses, they do this in cities, they die in a year. And vets will tell them, get them off fluoride water. It's the same deal. This is what we're drinking, ladies and gentlemen. It's just the horses and stuff can't handle as much. So we've got seals, you name it, all these Arctic animals that eat fish and things that are at the top of the food chain that have precipitated all these radioactive isotopes. In Alaska, in Western Canada, things are dying everywhere. Now a giant mass of this garbage is hitting our coastline. Now coming up, here's some of the other news we've got. Connecticut gun owners rush to register weapons. And then after you register them, they will confiscate them. Here's another story. Fewest police deaths by firearms since 1887, Associated Press. The lowest level since the Wild Wild West that actually had a low level of shootings. The movies aren't accurate. Or they show events where shootings happen, but people are very polite because everybody had guns. And the reason the studies are showing that there's less police deaths aren't all the militarization and shoot citizens for no reason because you're so paranoid. It's because gun ownership's exploded, and the carjackers and the criminals are all running for their lives, except in places like Chicago and Newark, where they've banned the guns, they have record carjackings. Duh, because the average slave won't carry a gun.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
You've spent precious time and money preparing for emergencies. Your generator is good to go. You have plenty of extra fuel stored, but you're never truly ready without PRI fuel stabilizers. More than half of generator failures occur because the fuel has gone bad. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh and keep you ready for any disaster. That's why the pros rely on it and why you need it. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com for the dealer nearest you.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
I'm going to be talking about this one with Steve Quayle and what his contacts in law enforcement and military are telling him. preparations for economic collapse, martial law, in the next hour. And we'll talk about Olympic athletes concerned after Russian bombings. And again, the Saudi government said, through their official head of intelligence in Russia, the head of intelligence they sent there, Prince Bandar, that we're going to activate al-Qaeda forces, and we're going to bomb leading up to the Olympics, and we're going to bomb the Olympics. Meanwhile, our media, I have the articles here, is like, we've got to take your rights away and have checkpoints to see the bombings in Russia. And literally, the criminals that run our government are literally with the CIA elements, and the Saudis are activating these groups on record that they run. It's on record the State Department has pumped billions in the last few decades into the Caucasus, into the underbelly of Russia, into southern Russia, other areas, even out into eastern Russia, bordering China, to fund radical Islam to attack the country. That's a fact. Now, again, if this was happening when Putin was facing re-election and it was an apartment building that blew up, you know, 3 days before the election, he can bomb Chechnya or whatever, they caught Russian security forces with the hexogen bombs. And they said, oh, it's a drill, when the Moscow police caught them. It was a suburb of Moscow. The point is that looks like a false flag in 1999, and I'll tell you it's one. But there are constant bombings and police shootings and low-intensity combat stuff going on with real al-Qaeda forces. And this is not what Russia wants. They want to make billions off this. They need the money. They want the prestige. They want to advertise Russia as a center of investment. This will cost them hundreds of billions of dollars in bad PR. And Russian news is pointing out these groups are run by the West, and they told them. Again, in August, the Saudis said, we're going to activate al-Qaeda if you don't stop defending Assad in Syria. That's how we're going to attack you. Do you understand? And Russia has said, if you do that, there will be reprisals. Now, we don't know what that's going to be. I could ask Steve Quayle. He's a smart guy. What he thinks, we could open the phones up later for military people. But I know they keep even high-level colonels and folks compartmentalized. Generals are compartmentalized on stuff like this, unless it's their area of expertise. That's how we can say our military's involved funding al-Qaeda, but 99.9999999% of the military isn't involved. They'll have people doing honorable things right next to people doing bad things. And they use the black world, the dark world, the secret world, to be able to say, oh, it's for security to carry out operations, which is true, but it's also the perfect medium for tyranny to grow. Now, speaking of Fukushima, shifting gears back into that, here's that clip of young Turk saying at MSNBC they were told, the truth is, run away from the reactor. That's what we're being told, but the public's not being told that. Here it is.
I said, don't trust what the Japanese government is saying. Don't say, trust what the electric power company is saying. Go, 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 get out of there, right? Get as far away from that plant as you can. It's literally a core meltdown. And they don't want people to panic, so they're always like, oh, it's going to be okay. You know, we'll set up I forget if it was a 20 or a 60-mile perimeter, something along those lines. Like, you're crazy, man. Don't be anywhere near that reaction.
And he goes on and on. The full video is up on Infowars.com. It's Zhink Uyghur. I'm not pronouncing it wrong on purpose. I only cover his stuff like once a month or something, so every time I'm looking at it, how do you say it again? Zhink Uyghur. There you go. I'm working on this. I'm sorry. I don't speak Arabic very good. I have trouble with Russian words. You know, they sound cool. Volgograd. That was the name of the barbarian king. King Volgograd. Volgarg. Whatever. Point is, we're going to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, get your Nascent Iodine Survival Shield at InfoWarsLife.com from all the research and doctors we've talked to. That's what I'm using for my family. It's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. We also have the fluoride shield that has it in there as well, but it's double the size.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation
Corporation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.